and welcome to Spirit of the Morning. Today is Thursday, September the 27th. My name is Gary Zemeck, and it is a great blessing to be with you here on this day. Boy, do we have a good show for you. I'm going to tell you all about it after we pray. Right now, let's turn to our Father in heaven, who is waiting to hear from us. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, thank you for loving us into existence. You are always there for us. No matter where we go, we know you are with us, Father, waiting to help us. All we have to do is ask. So with that in mind, I'm going to turn to you today and ask for the grace that we need, each one of us, to make it through the day and live in a way that pleases you. We have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of temptations, as you know, Father. But with your help, we can stay focused on you at all times. So please give us that help. We also lift up our family members, our friends, our coworkers, fellow students, anyone we have contact with. We ask you to bless them. We ask you, Father, to heal all those who are sick. I believe in your miraculous power to heal. So I'm going to ask for a complete miraculous healing for anyone who is ill in any way today, no matter how serious the disease may be. Father, I lift up those who are struggling with anxiety, those who are lonely, those who are dealing with addictions, those who are homeless, those who are homebound, those who are dealing with any kind of the effects of natural disasters. Lift them all up, Father. I ask you to bless them, to help them, to draw them close to you, to let them feel your peace, and to protect them. Father, we lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We lift up especially our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We lift up the entire church, and I ask you to heal the church. Help us know what we can do to come to the aid of a church that is obviously broken right now, has been battered. But we know it's not without hope. We know that your church will last until the end of time. Just let us know what we can do. Father, I lift up our country today. A lot of division going on right now. Please use us to unite the country. Inspire our government leaders to do the right thing at all times, to follow your law ultimately. Father, I lift up the souls in purgatory today. I ask you to accept them into your heavenly kingdom as soon as possible. And finally, I ask you to speak through us on the program today. Use us as your instruments so that your message can go out over the airwaves of Holy Spirit Radio. And as I always do, I ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, now that I prayed, I feel like I can do my job. Every day I come to this station, and I literally, this is not a joke, I say, Lord, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this on my own. Please help me. And I want to make sure, a lot of times we get a little overconfident, don't we? We can all do this at times, thinking that, oh yeah, I got this. I don't need any help. And we forget to ask for the Lord's help. So I always want to make sure to ground myself, because this is his program. This is not my program. I am just here doing his will. Whatever the Lord wants, that's what, and I know everybody at the station feels the same way. So I think it's so important to remember to ask for his help. Now, we have got a great show for you today. As I said, I'm going to be joined by, in just a few minutes, by Mark Poletinot, who's the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Mark's a good friend. I've known him for several years now, and he's a regular. He's been a regular guest on Spirit in the Morning. He's going to fill us in on some of the great happenings at the Malvern Retreat House. Also, a voice that is very familiar, or who is very familiar to you, Tony Rossi will be here. Tony is the communications director for the Christophers. You hear him on the program every day with Christopher Minutes. They do such a good job, and I've asked Tony to come on the show for one last time as we bring Spirit in the Morning to a close. Now, I know a lot of you are sad about this. Try not to be sad. This has been an incredible opportunity over the past 2 years for me, for Dave, for Frank, for you as well, I'm sure, if you're a regular listener to the program. But you got to trust the Lord. The Lord always has a plan. You're going to hear an amazing first reading tomorrow. I don't normally read the first reading. I typically just read the gospel because we don't have a lot of time. But the first reading tomorrow comes from the book of Ecclesiastes. You got to check it out because it is so appropriate, given the fact that Spirit in the Morning is coming to a close tomorrow. And I, for one, am moving on to a new phase of my life. I can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for me. We'll talk more about this on tomorrow's show, maybe throughout today's show. Right now, I want to introduce my buddy, my sidekick, the guy who has, he's been here for me just about every morning for the past 2 years, Parker.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am doing well, my friend. Right. How about yourself?
Great. I love the opening prayer. I love the guests that are coming on. I love you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Hey. Good. One more day in a wake-up, we say in the military.
That's right.
Not to make a light of it, but yeah, we're going to miss you, Gare. And I speak for Frank and I guess everyone at the station.
Hey.
And our listeners especially. So.
But you know what? This has been such a blessing. I just have loved being on the show. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it again because I did get an email from somebody yesterday who missed the announcement on Monday. Mm-hmm. I am leaving the show, and the reason I'm doing it is because, number one, I feel the Lord's asking me to, and to be more specific, my family needs me right now, and that's what, those of us who are married, that's our main vocation in life, is our family. So we serve the Lord by serving the people who He puts in our lives, and if we're married, that's the deal. So
that's our number one,
right?
And
mission. Dave, you're aware of that too.
Absolutely.
Every now and then,
I get it, brother.
If you're really listening to the Lord, trying to follow Him, He's going to ask you to do something that involves change, involves risk, involves stepping out of your comfort zone. Sometimes going swimming upstream, whatever it is. If you're going to follow the Lord, He's going to ask you to step out sometimes.
Exactly.
And in this case, I am doing this not because I don't love doing the show, not because I don't love Dave and Frank and everybody at the station, not because I don't love you as a listener, but because I feel the Lord's asking me to move on and be there for my family. The 4 a.m. wake-up time is getting difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning me out.
Yeah.
And right now, I am so excited about getting to sleep in next week.
Wake up, Dave. I'm sorry.
And that's right. You too. You can
get to sleep
in too.
So Gary, He stretches us. The Lord stretches us.
He stretches us. Great
he stretches
way to put
us.
It.
You know, and when you say step out, we've heard it all. Step out of the boat in confidence. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Not only us, but all of you out there. He calls you to grow. And hopefully we have, over the last 2 years, comforted you, commiserated with you, prayed for you, and sent out our love. And hopefully, by listening to us, you have been able to stretch and gain the confidence in the Lord.
Yeah.
We're the purveyors of the word.
Very well put, Dave. Thank you for saying that. And the reason I'm mentioning this, before I read the weather and do the gospel, I just want to, again, reiterate, I'm not doing this to desert you. I'm not doing it because I don't care. And your emails have been incredibly supportive, and you do understand this, but I want to make sure that understand. And Dave, you as well. I'm doing this because my family needs me right now. This is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I love this show, Dave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love...
Well, we've talked off air, more for over a week now, on and off, and then you announced officially. But yeah, I was in the military. I lived away. I was a geographical bachelor. I get it. Family. Mm-hmm. It's so important to be here for family. And once I retired, it was amazing. But I can relate. And nothing like family. You gotta be home. That's what we're called to, our vocation of marriage.
That's right.
Okay.
That is right. So yes, so I just wanted to make sure that was understood. We have got a great show, as I said today. Tomorrow also, it's so funny. This week, I am inconveniencing as many people as possible, as it seems like. Lisa Hendy woke up early in the morning to be on because I really handpicked the guests for this week. Tomorrow, I have Alexis Walkenstein coming on the show. She's on the West Coast. She's waking up very early to come. She's going to be the final guest on the program. But I found a way to even inconvenience somebody even more. Mm-hmm. Bear Wozniak is going to be with us tomorrow. I said, Bear, I got to get you on one last time. Mm-hmm. He lives in Florida, but he's in Hawaii filming his reality series. Mm-hmm. So he's waking up even earlier than Alexis to
sometimes
be with us.
Sometimes he doesn't even go to bed.
No, I think that might be the case tomorrow.
Hey, I have a question real quick. I got to go. I know we got to go. Do you send these, like, Alexis coffee or something? Is that the deal?
No,
hey, I'll send
I
you some, you know, really your best coffee. No, I'm just kidding.
I probably should do that. All right, let's take a look at the weather forecast today. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, 63 degrees under overcast skies. Today, scattered showers, but that's going to be mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tonight, rain with thunderstorms possible after 9 p.m. with low around 61. Friday, rain likely, and then mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Right now in Coatesville, 60 degrees. In Doylestown, it's 60 degrees. And in Riverside, New Jersey, it is 63 degrees. Okay, it's gospel time. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Mm-hmm. Herod wasn't trying to see Jesus to grow spiritually,
exactly.
To become a better person.
To follow him.
No, Herod indicates by his words, mm-hmm. John I beheaded.
Yes.
He indicates he was a big-time control freak.
Absolutely.
Herod was afraid that Jesus posed a threat to his authority.
Absolutely.
That's why he
Who
wanted to see
guy?
Him.
Who is this guy? I want to meet him, and not to make friends with him, as
no,
Gary says.
But I will give Herod credit for this. He desired to seek Jesus. He mm-hmm. desired to meet Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Whoa.
Are you looking to meet Jesus today? Do it for the right reasons, but look for him in the people you meet, in the circumstances that occur.
Absolutely.
At the workplace, at home, right, Dave?
Yeah,
wherever.
Absolutely.
At the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Wherever.
Wherever you are in life today.
Do you
that.
Seek to meet Jesus? If not, I suggest you give it a try. When we come back, Mark Pelletino from the Malvern Retreat House. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 27th. Today we celebrate St. Vincent de Paul. The deathbed confession of a dying servant opened Vincent's eyes to the crying spiritual needs of peasants in 17th century France. Until then, Vincent was a priest, living a rather comfortable life. A wealthy friend helped Vincent draw together a group of missionaries who came to be known as the Congregation of the Mission, or the Vincentians. Members took religious vows and devoted themselves particularly to the poor and to country people in general. Over time, Vincent established groups to bring spiritual and physical relief to the poor and the sick of each parish. Out of these groups grew the Daughters of Charity. He also invited the wealthy women of Paris to fund his missionary projects, founded several hospitals, collected relief funds for the victims of war, and even ransomed galley slaves from North Africa. At the same time, he gave retreats for members of the clergy at a time when there was much laxity, abuse, and ignorance among them. He also established seminaries and was a pioneer in clerical training. The patron of charitable societies, including, of course, the St. Vincent de Paul Society, died in 1660 and was canonized in 1737. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
My life should go, and When I used to say my prayers, I would tell God so. It seemed he wasn't listening. I thought he didn't care. But looking back, it's plain to see he was always there. I prayed for strength, and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, and I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. I'm not saying that it's easy, that it doesn't hurt, but nothing seems to go my way, nothing seems to work. But these days I'm getting better at going with the flow, accepting that sometimes the answer to a prayer is no. I prayed for strength, and I got strong. I prayed for courage, and I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. Every time I've had a door slammed in my face, a better one was opened in its place. I prayed for strength, and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, but I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart to my knees. Oh, I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. No, I seldom get what I want, but I get what I
That's I Get What I Need by Colin Ray. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:18. Isn't that a great song? As we go through this final week of Spirit in the Morning, as I transition to a different role, whatever the Lord has me, I mean, obviously I'm doing this because my family needs me right now, but I know that the Lord has other things in mind for me as well. As I transition, as I go through this last week, I wanted to handpick, as I do every week, I pick all of the songs for the program, but this week I really dug deep and picked out some of my favorite songs that we played on Spirit and Warning. That's one of them. Colin Ray is just such a great singer, and that's such a great message. Oftentimes we ask the Lord for many different things, but He gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want. You know, accepting that is going to bring you a lot of peace. Well, as in addition to picking my favorite songs, I wanted to really get some of my, I hate to say favorite guests, because I've loved all the guests we've had on the show, but there are some people that I am especially close with. One of those individuals is my next guest. Mark Poletino is the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Boy, I have known Mark for a long time. We have been on quite a journey together. I wanted to get him on to really just talk about some of the great things that are happening at Malvern, and also to just let him know how much I appreciate his friendship over the years. Hey, brother, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Gary. Wonderful to hear you and wonderful to be a part of this Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. What a blessing you are, your team, and your station. And thank you, Gary, so much for all that you have brought to our community over the past couple of years through this program. I salute you. I thank you. And I am 100% sure that being a man of faith, that God is going to continue to use you in ways that are going to honor him, to make him flourish, to make you flourish, to make your family flourish, and to continue to bless an outpouring of grace over Holy Spirit Radio. You are among the right people in the right places, and it's important that you keep on being obedient to the Lord, Gary, and I honor your decision, and I get it. It's a little painful for those of us who value your program and your contribution, but the Lord isn't finished with you yet, my brother, in no way.
Thank you for saying that, Mark. You're a good man. You are a good friend. And, you know, I know you've got a big, big, big event coming up at Malvern. I want to give you some time to talk about that. But, you know, Dave and I were talking, Mark, before the first break, about how the Lord stretches us. You know that as well as I do. I mean, look at your life, and you and I have known each other for a long time. The Lord does stretch us, doesn't he, Mark? If we really submit ourselves to him, if we commit to following Jesus Christ, and not just in word only, but by with all of our heart, committing to follow Christ, he's going to take us out of our comfort zone, isn't he?
Absolutely, and I believe that's what it's all about. I think so often we want to protect ourselves, and we want to put ourselves in a little cocoon, and there's that temptation to do that because we feel safe there.
Yeah.
We feel safe with what we know and what we're comfortable with, but most of the time, the Lord is saying to us, I have a great surprise for
yeah.
you,
yeah.
and guess what? It's going to take you way beyond where you are now. It's going to take you out of your comfort zone, but I will be with you. You will not be alone, and you're not going to fall on your face.
That's...
Because if it's for me, if it's with my Holy Spirit, it will flourish. It will give you life. And Gary, I'm convinced at this point in my life, I used to fight it,
yeah.
and I still fight it to some degree because that's my human nature.
Right, right.
But I'm learning more and more just to say to the Lord, okay, I surrender it to you. You take care of it. I trust where you're going with this, even if I don't understand, because I know your timing, your plan is the perfect timing and the perfect plan. And to whom else can I go? To whom else can I go?
That's right. That's right. And Mark, as you said, he wants to help us. He doesn't want us to do all the work. And I think that's a lot of times what we those of us who like to control things, who think we're in charge, we like to take over. And if we're really going to follow the Lord, he is going to stretch us. He is going to take us to the edge of the cliff. And we look over and then he says, all right, now I need you to take one more step. Right. And that's the thing. We got to trust that he's going to catch us. I know you're laughing because you've been there many times.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You're probably feeling
oh,
that
yeah.
way right now. But that's the cool thing about working for the Lord. Now, Mark, I have to say that I've been blessed to be able to work with Malvern for a long time. I've seen a lot of changes there. But, brother, you have been such a blessing. Since you arrived on the scene, that place is going absolutely crazy. Now, this tent revival that's coming up, I got to give you a chance to talk about this. Because, Mark, I mean, you've done some great things, or the Lord has done some great things since you arrived. But I have never seen anything like what's about to happen next month at Malvern.
Well, talk about being stretched and making a leap of faith. That's what this tent event is all about, the Catholic Tent Revival. We started thinking about this about a year ago, and Father Jim Blunt, who has been a retreat director with us for many times, we presented it to him as we were discerning, and he had this vision. He said, yes, the Lord is saying to me, this is something that I want.
Mm.
It will honor me, and Our Lady wants this. Mary, the mother
wow.
of Jesus, wants this.
Wow.
And he said then later, I see three letters coming over the great field of Malvern Retreat House, J-O-Y, joy.
Whoa.
And his revelation that he received from the Lord was, the people of God will be aching Their hearts will be hurting. They will be in distress at the time of this tent event, and they will need to be reminded about the joy of Jesus, his love, his mercy. And that's why we have that theme.
Whoa.
And lo and behold, culturally, in our country, in our church, we need joy. We need to recognize that all of the things that are swirling around us aren't the end all of our lives, of our faith.
Amen.
And here the Lord is giving us this wonderful event.
Wow.
And it's just the blessings are pouring out in tremendous ways. We have close to 2,000 people who have already committed to being there.
Awesome.
I encourage people to, although it's not required, I encourage you to register. It's for free registration. Go to our website at malvernretreat.com, just so we have an idea of the count and we can better prepare for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to talk about some of the wonderful folks who are going to be there on the 6th and 7th.
Please do.
Of October.
Please do.
On the evening of the 6th, Teresa Peterson, Catholic recording artist, is going to debut an album under the tent, do praise and worship under the stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m., and it's going to be a wonderful event, wonderful blessing. And then we convene again the next day at noon. And we're going to have the likes of people like Marty Rotella.
Ah, Marty.
A wonderful man.
Oh,
he's going to MC for us, and he's going to be doing a number of music segments for us. Together with Teresa Peterson, we'll return. We will have Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
My man.
What a blessing to the church.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We're so blessed that he's going to be there.
Oh,
he's
going
to be preaching at the Mass, plus preaching at another time. Wow. Johnette Bankovic Williams is going to be with us.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Kathleen McCarthy and Jennifer Hubbard are going to be with us. The Donut Man is going to be there for the kids.
Oh, my.
We're going to have the likes of Father Stephen DeLacy doing an intervention for vocations.
Wow.
Auxiliary Bishop Tim Senior is going to be the celebrant of the Mass. Deacon Harold's going to preach.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Romero will be with us.
Oh, man.
He'll be
it's a shame you couldn't get some more. It's
English and Spanish.
It's a shame you couldn't get some more charismatic and enthusiastic people, Mark. Oh, my God.
And Father Jim Blunt. And Father Jim Blunt. And everybody will be there at the end for a healing service over the crowd. It'll be a blessing.
That is unreal, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing that. And again, malvernretreat.com is the place to go.
Absolutely. Get more information about all of our retreats.
All right. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you again for all you have done for us and all you've done in my own life. God bless you, my friend. That was tough.
Time for a check on news. The Vatican's breakthrough agreement to give China some say over bishop appointments has critics accusing the church of caving in to the ruling of the Communist Party just as it is waging a sweeping crackdown on religion. Others say it's an imperfect but much-needed step toward uniting Catholics in the world's most populous country. The specifics of the deal announced over the weekend are unknown. Pope Francis said this week that a new Vatican agreement allows for a discussion with China on the naming of bishops, but that ultimately the Pope will decide. In a letter Wednesday to the Chinese faithful, the Pope urged Chinese Catholics to trust him. It appeared aimed at acknowledging the deep reservations of some underground faithful for whom the deal represents a sellout to the communist government and a betrayal of their decades of loyalty to the Pope. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh emphatically fended off new accusations of sexual misconduct Wednesday and is headed into a charged public Senate hearing that could determine whether Republicans can salvage his nomination and enshrine a high court conservative majority. The Senate Judiciary Committee, 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats, is to hear from just two witnesses today, Kavanaugh, a federal appeals court judge who has long been eyed for the Supreme Court, and Christine Blasey Ford, a California psychology professor who accuses him of sexual misconduct when they were teens. In the hearing, Democrats plan to ask Kavanaugh if he'd be willing to undergo FBI questioning about the various claims, a request that Republicans oppose. A federal appeals court panel ruled Wednesday that a Louisiana law requiring that abortion providers have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals does not violate women's constitutional abortion rights. Supporters of the law said abortion doctors need to be able to admit patients to a hospital within 30 miles in case of medical complications. The law's immediate effects are unclear in regard to the three abortion clinics that court records indicate operate in Louisiana. Wednesday's decision was lauded in statements by Louisiana's Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry, whose office defended the law, and by Louisiana Right to Life. Three of Ohio's six Roman Catholic dioceses now say they will release new lists of priests who have been removed from parishes because of sexual abuse and misconduct allegations. The Catholic Diocese of Columbus said Wednesday it would release a list in the next few months that will include the names of clergy who have been credibly accused of abuse, whether they are living or dead. The announcement comes a day after the Steubenville Diocese said it will make public the names of abusive priests by the end of October, and several weeks after the Youngstown Diocese made a similar announcement.
With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Hello, this is an important announcement regarding a key issue in the pro-life movement, the issue of contraception. This year is the 50th anniversary of the encyclical Humanae Vitae by Pope Paul VI. There are many events regarding this anniversary. You can find them by visiting the website hv50philly.com. That's H as in hat, V as in violin, 50, the number 50, philly.com, hv50philly.com. There's an upcoming conference in October on the 13th, and there is a declaration to sign in support of Humanae Vitae. Also, many educational materials you can evangelize your friends and family about the truth of contraception. Hope you can get involved by visiting the website hv50philly.com.
Need a lift? Gary's got you. The uplifting way to get through the day. Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, another one of my favorite songs. The time right now is 7:36. I thank you for tuning in to the program. And as I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse, but it's pretty obvious. I made the announcement earlier just in case you missed it. Friday, tomorrow will be my last day on Spirit in the Morning. I feel the Lord at this point calling me to spend more time with my family. I feel really good about it. I feel peaceful. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss our guests. I'm going to miss the guys at the station. But, you know, I just feel this is what the Lord's calling me to do. I want to share something with you. Many years ago, I'm going to get into this in a few minutes, I came across the work of the Christophers. I thought it's just such a great organization, such a great message. And when I always had this idea that I wanted to do a morning show, and there were two things I wanted on the morning show. One, I was going to use the theme Good Morning by Mandisa, which we use for this program. The other thing was I wanted to somehow feature the work of the Christophers. And lo and behold, when I got the when I got things started for the program, I reached out to the Christophers. I reached out to Tony Rossi, who you hear on the program every day. And I said, Tony, can we use the Christopher Minutes as part of this program? And graciously, Tony said, absolutely. In addition to that, we have had Tony come on the show live many occasions. I wanted to get him on one last time to thank him for all he did and to give you a chance to really understand more about the work of the Christophers. Tony joins me now. Hey, Tony, good morning.
It is a pleasure to be with the outstanding, the incomparable Gary Zimak again.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, you are just awesome. You know I love the work that you guys do, and I shared with you, first of all, I'm very grateful for all that you've done for me personally. I'm so blessed to have gotten to know you over the past couple of years, Tony. But I wanted to share with you, I mentioned in the email exchange that we had, that my daughter Mary, who's high-functioning autistic, she absolutely loves the 3 Minutes a Day book put out by the Christophers. She reads it every day, and she pointed out to me the other night, she said, hey, Dad, you're going to be featured for the next 3 days. So I want to thank you for helping Mary really to really grow closer to Christ. And also, Tony, for including me in your work. I'm very honored and blessed.
Well, we're thrilled to make you a part of that. I mean, I used the basis of our interview on Christopher Close Up a year or two ago for those 3 Minutes a Day pieces. And and really what that book does is it highlights the intersection of the sacred and the secular. You know, we live our lives on one level during the week, but I think we can also find divine meaning and divine purpose in a lot of the things we do every day and how we come across to people. We can bring God to people in simple ways and outstanding ways, and 3 Minutes a Day helps us to do that. So it's something you have been helping your listeners to do for the last few years, and Holy Spirit Radio does on a regular basis. So I appreciate your making the Christophers a part of that, and our message about lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness. And I'm sure as you move forward in your life, you're going to be lighting many more candles too.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. And you nailed it, brother, because the goal of when I first presented this show to the station, my goal was to literally help the listeners to light that candle and to be that light shining in the darkness instead of just pointing fingers and pointing out all of the sinfulness that's going on in the world, everything that's wrong. We could do that all day. There's a lot out there, no doubt about it. But each one of us can do something. And that's what's so powerful about your message. We all are called to light that candle, right, Tony?
Yeah, we are all Christophers, which means Christ bearers in Greek, which is why the name was chosen for the organization. It wasn't just meant for, you know, priests and religious, though they are among some of our best supporters, but just for the average person who can bear Christ to other people in the course of their daily lives.
Yeah.
Like I said, in either a simple or profound way.
That's right.
And I think it's really biblical. I mean, when you think about it, when Jesus died on the cross, the apostles, I believe, went into their kind of darkness-cursing period, and then after the resurrection, they saw the light, and they had faith that that candle would be lit no matter what happened to them. So I think this whole idea of lighting a candle instead of cursing the darkness really does stem from the Bible and from Jesus' resurrection. And that's what Father Keller wanted, to convey that message to people that we can't just lay down and let ourselves get beaten when things get tough in life. And they get tough for every single person. That's one thing I've really learned. But we can keep going and light that candle for ourselves and others.
That's so true, and I'm glad you mentioned Father Keller and his work, because when I first came across, well, you know how it all started. I think I told you this before. I ran across one of your pamphlets, one of the Christopher pamphlets, Live Joyfully, and I thought, this is what I need, because I've been someone who struggled with anxiety throughout my life. I needed that reminder that I can live joyfully through Jesus Christ, and I started researching the organization, and I found out about Father Keller and how he founded the Christophers, and Tony, I know in doing some of the research that he was often criticized. People said, well, your message is fluffy, you're too liberal. I mean, all the naysayers started criticizing his message. Mm-hmm. But Tony, look at social media today. Look at our world today. What is needed is more Christ bearers. We need more love in the world, because everybody's got a problem with everything else, right? It's
yeah,
none of
absolutely.
Our fault. It's everybody else's fault. But that's not what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord wants us to be that light bearer.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've sat in church sometimes and I've heard homilies where I thought, gee, this other person should really hear this. This message would be good for them. And I realized, wait a minute, I'm sitting here listening to this homily. I'm supposed to apply how it applies to me, not how it applies to some other person.
Exactly.
Who's not even here. So it really does start with us.
Yeah, exactly. And Tony, if you could, talk a little bit about the organization and what you do with the Christophers and your many resources, because you have so many great resources that I want to make sure everyone listening knows about.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically a media ministry. We use print, like we just mentioned, the 3 minutes a day book and the stories to convey these great stories. We have Christopher News Notes come out every month on a variety of spiritual topics. We have one coming up soon about how to deal with anger without losing your soul, which seems really timely and relevant, another one called Finding Christ in Community. And, of course, we do the Christopher Radio. You're kind enough to run the Christopher Minutes, and we do the Christopher Close-Up Radio Show and the Christopher Awards. We have so many media, you know, outlets just trying to share this message of God's love and putting faith into action. And, you know, you can find out more at christophers.org. But it's a message I think the world needs right now. Again, the negative cells, I think Bishop Sheen once said that, you know, positive news doesn't have a great PR agent, but it's so necessary, and that's really what we try to do. We try to be the PR agent for positive news and God's love in the world.
And it's so needed nowadays, because so many people have forgotten that. It's unbelievable how much hatred and division is out in the world. And again, one of my goals has always been, when I first went into full-time ministry several years ago, one of my goals was always to try to not criticize other people, to try to not to criticize bishops, priests. I'm not going to do any of that, but rather try to inspire everyone to look inside themselves and ask the question, what can I do? And I think more of us need to just step up and say, what can I do? Let's stop the criticizing. Let's do something.
Yeah, I mean, that was really one of the motivations when Father Keller started the Christopher Awards, which went to books, films, and TV. You know, he saw that people were always criticizing what was wrong with these things, but he said, let's find the good things and let's celebrate those. And by celebrating the good stuff, people will see, oh, we want more of that.
Right.
And that's really, you know, what inspired the Christopher Awards. And it applies to regular life, too. If all you do is criticize, if all you do, I think Father Keller said, if you just pull the weeds, you're just going to get more weeds growing back. You got to plant the seed, the flowers. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to plant those seeds, not just pull out the weeds.
Yeah, and you do it so well. And that's one of the things I love about the Christophers, and I really encourage everyone listening to check out their resources, because Tony, you don't need an advanced theological degree to put into practice what you're asking, and to really to spread the Lord's love. You don't need a theology degree to do that.
Yeah. No. You just need to be, you know, get in touch with the love and the kindness within yourself and the divinity within yourself that God placed in each of us,
Amen.
And spread that out to the world. Let your own light shine, as it says in the Bible. You know, be that shining city on a hill in a way to other people.
That's
and it'll make a difference.
It sure will. Tony, give out that website one more time, if you would, my friend.
Sure, it's christophers.org. You can find all our ministry there. You can find links to our blog and our news notes and 3 minutes a day, and everything is there.
Awesome.
Christophers.org.
Awesome. Christophers.org. Make sure you check that out today. Tony, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for all you do. I hope we get to keep in touch. You know, I don't think you're done with me yet. We're going to stay in touch, right?
Absolutely, and you know, congratulations on doing such great work and having such a great impact on your listeners over the years. And as Carol Burnett said, I'm so glad we had this time together.
There you go. And likewise, my brother. God bless you, my friend. Keep it up.
God bless you, too.
That's Tony Rossi. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse. Stay tuned.
A longtime supporter of Holy Spirit Radio is Holly Hill Health Foods, a locally owned, family-run business for over 26 years. They offer a wide selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and formulas. They also have nutritionists to serve your needs. Visit Holly Hill Health Foods at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, Pennsylvania, or call them at 215-361-7770. You can also shop online at hollyhillvitamins.com.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry or the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is
you go. Another one of my favorite songs, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. That's the Isaacs. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. So glad that you're able to join us today on this Thursday. That's a great message. One of the reasons I like that song is the fact that often the thought of tomorrow, the unknown, the future, can be a very scary place, right? We don't know what's going to happen. And those of us who tend to like to control things, we sometimes have a problem with that. But this is where the relationship with Jesus Christ changes everything. Because as the song says, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand. That is the secret to being at peace, to get to know the person who does know tomorrow and who wants to hold your hand and who can do all things. And as you walk through life holding the hand of Jesus Christ, tomorrow is no longer as scary, because even though you don't know what will happen, you know that he will be with you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And you learn to trust him. That comes from getting to know him over time. So with that in mind, let's look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day. We go way back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. That's a message that the Israelites had to cling to as they were being led out of slavery by Moses through the desert. Didn't look good. It looked difficult. A lot of suffering. They didn't like the food. They had a lot of complaints. They didn't know where they were going. They wanted to go back to slavery. But they knew, or Moses continually reminded them, that the Lord is with you. He's leading us. That's the message for each of us today. We don't know what will happen in the future, but the Lord does, Dave Parker, right? Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
And as we get to know him, even though we don't know the full plan, because he doesn't reveal the full plan, we begin to trust, saying that, okay, Lord, I don't know where you're leading me, but I know you know best.
Yeah, what struck me, one of the things that just jumped out at me, imagine this. They would prefer to go back to slavery.
Yeah,
slavery,
because they had good food.
They had good food, and they had three squares a day, you know, and maybe a tent over their heads, whatever. But their fear made them look back, backwards.
Yeah.
And where was their confidence, their trust? So we're asking, and the Lord is asking us to trust in him and do away with that slavery, that bondage.
Right.
Free up.
Right, right. And that's something that, speaking from experience, I strongly encourage you to do, and I know Dave will second the motion there, because as you begin to trust more, you begin to see what the Lord can do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at us, Dave.
I was going to say
we don't know what we're doing. Yeah. We still don't, but we didn't know what we were doing when we began this radio program.
It's getting scary, brother.
But the Lord is working through us, and
yes,
he has used us as his instruments to do great things.
Absolutely. He is the conductor. He orchestrates. If we submit to him, he will orchestrate our lives and bring such beautiful music out of our lives if we let him.
If we let him.
If we let him. So, and to your very point, I thought that same thing. Look at us, you know, in our 2 years.
Right.
You know, and our evolution, and we just had to rely on him. Like, where are we going? And we've had problems, you know, technology problems, other things, you know, sometimes if guests don't answer, and then we scramble early on, and thank goodness we didn't have the cameras then. We do have some now. I mean, we're tripping on wires, and we grew, but it was all in trust. Lord, you know, tell us what you want us to do, and we'd say.
You know, I think it's funny, as we bring this program to a close tomorrow, I've been thinking back to, and tomorrow I'll ask you to think of some of your funnier moments that you can recall. One that comes to mind, Dave, do you remember this one? It was during this horrendous winter that we're just coming off of this past year.
Yeah.
And we had a power outage at the station. And we had Leonardo DeFilippis coming in the studio live to promote a production that he was presenting at the Shrine. And Frank was, when I first arrived, Frank was asleep in the
yes,
in the production
truck
room.
Oh,
or the
oh
kitchen,
that's
right.
Right?
And because he had been here all night, and the station running off of a generator.
Yes.
And we had all of our coats on, right? And we had Leonardo in with us in the studio, and we got through the program. But, you know, we made it through.
Well, Father Tim was sitting in there.
Was Father Tim with us that day?
Yeah,
okay.
He was with us that day.
Oh, my goodness. And, was it cold that day?
Yeah, it was. It was amazing. He came in, and like, okay, we're going to do the... And Frank, let me back up. He had all the cords running from the generator, and he said, I think he said, we're at about 900 watts.
Yeah.
Watts of
power. And we had very few lights, right? We could barely see, but we did it.
It was flickering.
It's certainly been interesting. But as Dave, I'm going to get back to Dave's point at the beginning of the show. Let the Lord stretch you. You'll never regret it. It's very easy. Our fallen human nature makes us want to stay in place and be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And as the Israelites did, said to Moses, hey, we don't like the food. We don't like this manna. Let's go back to slavery where we had, as you said, 3 squares a day. All of us can fall victim to that.
And we can. We can.
But the Lord has great things for us if we just trust Him. If we say, all right, Lord, use me. This might be uncomfortable, but I'm going to ask you to use me as your instrument.
Absolutely.
And just watch what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And just let go. Let go and let God.
Right.
Wow.
It's going to be a great ride, I promise you, if you try that. So try that today. Say, Lord, use me as your instrument today. Doesn't mean you're going to be plunged into horrific suffering. It just means that He's going to use you, and He will stretch you a little bit.
Absolutely. And remember, folks, I mean, we are here. The station is here. Gary is moving on to the next phase and, you know, mission that the Lord is calling him to do, and that is, you know, kind of get back with the family. You know, we were talking off air. I mean, it's been a tough haul.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's
a blessing. What a blessing.
The Holy Spirit Radio is going to be here. Keep your dial tuned to
Holy Spirit Radio. I mean, if you need prayer, send them in. We'll pray.
That's right. All right, David, there's our music. We got to get on out of here. Thank you for listening to the program. Until we meet again, and I certainly hope you can join us tomorrow for the final broadcast of Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you say hi. We will see you tomorrow. God bless. Oh, sorry, I stole
God
your
bless.
Line.
God bless again.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.